you talked about a phrase before. It says you can't step in the same river twice. Is another way of phrasing that you were talking about before.
Uh-huh.
Remember? Yeah. Okay, so the question that I have to ask is about how to listen to the mentor conversation. I especially record in the morning, and then I save it, and I save it with the date and a title that gives me a little clue, you know, like Christmas dinner or my new haircut or whatever it was, and I can get back to that if I especially want to. So I'm noticing that it's kind of a problem to try to listen to it when I have to read something or I have to talk to somebody or I have to do some task out in the garage and then back in the kitchen again. You know, how do you manage to listen with all the distractions of daily life?
Do you not have earbuds?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
But still I get distracted by the conversations or reading or something else. Do you just let it go in the background? It just goes and goes stop it?
No. I don't listen to recordings if I'm doing something, like if I have to read something.
Uh-huh.
Now, the only time I encourage people to do something like that is if they're in a really difficult situation where they get upset. We had a monk years ago who would have these really upsetting conversations with her parents periodically. Mm-hmm. And so I encouraged her to make a recording that just basically said the equivalent of, it's okay, it's all right, it's fine, just keep breathing, keep breathing. And she would just put that in one ear while she talked to her parents with the other ear.
Okay, got it.
And so it just kind of soothes the nervous system in those kinds of circumstances. Now, if I'm not doing something like that, so on Sunday I spent the afternoon cleaning my house. And I just have the recorder in my pocket, mm-hmm. and I'm just listening as I go around. And for me, it's a really helpful part of practice because here's how that goes. Attention can only be on one thing at a time.
Mm-hmm.
But what we can learn to do is focus attention on awareness. Awareness is registering everything. I mean, mm-hmm. it could be argued that awareness is everything, but just the way we're talking about it, it's registering everything. So attention is on awareness, and it's possible to be aware of what is happening with the recording as well as the floors or the dishes or the laundry or whatever else. And in that way, to me, it hugely minimizes distraction.
Uh-huh.
If I'm just going around and I'm not listening to recordings, then attention is just free to wander off with conditioned mind and
do which
whatever.
It does.
It still can, right? There's nothing about recordings that prevents that, but it makes it easier for us to learn to be present in that expanded awareness.
Got it. And do you listen to what you just recorded immediately after you record it?
I often do. Simply because it's a different process to say it and to hear it.
Yeah. And then do you listen like to what you recorded last week and the week before, or do you go back a year, or you just go random to shuffle, you know, listen to anything?
All of the above.
Okay.
I went through a period not that long ago where I was listening to recordings from 5 years ago, and I listened to the whole year.
Wow.
Now, I'm recording daily, but I'm recording about what's happening now, and about insights from those recordings from 5 years ago.
Oh. And did you save them after you listened to them from 5 years ago so you could listen to them at the 10-year point, or do you delete some of them?
Oh, Oh, no, 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 no. No, no, I don't delete them. I've lost recordings, right, with technological failures, but
sure.
I've never deleted them.
Okay. Not a bad
yeah,
one.
Just because, no. I think they're, I just find them all interesting and helpful. You know, they're just insights in, it's like, you know, if you, I don't know if anybody else wonders these things, but, you know, I'll often be just kind of around people and think, God, I wish I could just be inside their head, you know, for even a minute, just a minute. I'd like to be in there longer, but, you know, just to see what it's like to be inside a human head. And and recordings kind of do that for us, right? We get to step back and see how a human being operates.
Right, in different circumstances over time.
Yeah.
I notice that I get very frustrated because I have so many recordings on the same EKC topic, which is too much to do. And I think, oh, no, not that again. I'm trying to listen to yet another recording of too much to do.
Uh-huh. And so we just started the year-long retreat. I don't know if you know that. But that's very much what this year is going to be about not just staying stuck in a situation like that where too much to do is just a constant, it's just a constant refrain. Nothing ever happens with it. I just kind of feel bad about it. I make plans and programs and commitments, and then I don't keep them, and it just keeps going around and around. And what we're going to focus on this year is getting out of that loop and really delving down into what is, how is that happening? How is too much to do happening? It's not a given. It's a process. And how is that process happening, and how is it being maintained?